Most people running businesses right now are drowning in noise. Every week there is a new AI tool, a new platform update, a new thing that you're supposed to be doing. And somewhere in the middle of all of that, the actual job of growing your brand, acquiring customers, and building something that lasts, it's getting harder to focus on. That's why I built this podcast, The Unlock. I'm Oliver Bruce. I'm the founder and CEO of Pinpoint Media, a performance marketing and paid media agency based in the UK. We run campaigns for some of the most ambitious brands in the world. We live in the data, we test the creative, and we operate at the intersection of where creativity meets performance. And over the last few years, I've watched AI and automation completely reshape what's possible for marketers and business owners. Not in theory, but in practice. In the ad account, in the creative studio, in the way brands acquire and retain customers at scale. This is for anyone, essentially, running a business or a brand who knows things are changing fast and wants a way to stay ahead. Whether you're scaling a startup, leading a marketing team, or just trying to figure out what AI and automation actually means for your bottom line, The Unlock is built for you. No hype, no theory, just what's working, what's changing, and what you should be doing about that. Now, let's get into the episode. So your content has two audiences now. Most brands are only, however, talking to one of them, and it's actually costing them more visibility than they even realise. For the entire history of marketing, there has been one primary audience. Human beings, right? You and I. We wrote copy to make people feel something. We built campaigns to create memory structures in human brains. We wanted people to laugh, to feel inspired, to remember our brand when they were ready, essentially, to buy. And that is still the job, but it's actually now only half of it. As of 2026, you're also marketing now, essentially, to AI agents. Google crawlers, ChatGPT, web readers, Perplexity's indexing systems, autonomous B2B procurement bots that are researching vendors on behalf of buyers before humans even get involved. And here's the problem. These two audiences want completely different things. They process information in completely different ways. If you're optimizing purely for the human, the AI cannot understand you. But if you're optimizing purely for AI, then essentially the human doesn't connect with you. So most brands are kind of stuck somewhere in the middle doing neither very well, frankly. So let me break down exactly what each audience essentially needs, and then I'm going to give you a step-by-step framework for serving both simultaneously so that by the end of this episode, you have a concrete action plan that you can start executing literally immediately. We'll start with the human audience first. Humans are emotional, we're irrational. We don't necessarily make decisions based on a logical matrix of features and benefits. We actually make decisions based on how a brand makes us feel. And then we post-rationalize that decision with some kind of logic. Every neuroscientist and behavioral economist who has ever studied purchasing behavior will tell you the exact same thing. When you market to a human, your goal is essentially to build a memory. You want to create a distinct, emotionally sort of resonant association with your brand so that when that person is ready to buy, your brand is the first one that surfaces in their mind. To do that, you use storytelling. Humor, metaphors, beautiful design, cultural nuances, language that is basically interesting, unexpected, and sometimes deliberately ambiguous, because ambiguity creates intrigue, and intrigue creates attention, right? Now, the AI agent is completely different. It's a completely different conversation to marketing to a human. Whether it's a Google crawler or ChatGPT, web reader, or an autonomous procurement bot, the AI agent does not have emotions. It does not understand humor. It cannot appreciate a clever metaphor. It does not care how beautiful your website actually looks. The AI agent cares about one thing only, and that is clarity. It needs to extract facts, to understand the relationship between entities and verify claims, right? It's looking for structured data, sort of facts, information, authority, and verifiable consensuses across kind of multiple platforms, right? If you have a clever or ambiguous headline, if I can get that word out, on your homepage that makes humans smile, the AI agent reads it and kind of, well, it won't smile. It has no emotion. It has no idea what you're actually saying, and it moves on. So this is the sort of tension that every brand is kind of trying to navigate right now. How do you actually write copy that is emotionally relevant and resonant to humans, whilst also structured and clear enough to be passed essentially and cited by an AI agent? Most brands are kind of failing this in one or two ways. Either they're writing robotic keyword stuffed content that kind of bores humans to tears, or they're writing highly creative abstract brand copy that makes AI agents sort of completely invisible, right? They're not visible to these search engines. Both are losing strategies. You're putting all your eggs in one basket. The solution is not to choose one audience over another. The solution essentially is to architect your content. So you need to have both audience getting exactly what they need from the same page without compromising the experience for either. So here's a step-by-step kind of framework, seven steps, if you will. We're going to work through these in order to give you content and an architecture that serves both audiences simultaneously. Hey guys, it's only me. I thought this might be really useful for you. If like me, you found that one of the biggest headaches when running a business is actually managing money across different tools, different currencies, expenses, then I think I found the solution for you. InCard is built to essentially fix this. Now, InCard is a new financial platform designed specifically for high-growth modern businesses. It gives you multi-currency accounts, connected banking, and smart spend management all in one place. Now, the really cool part is that with rewards, you get up to 2% cash back on things that you probably are already spending money on, like advertising maybe, SaaS tools, travel. Every time that you guys are spending, you generate points and you can redeem them instantly for cash directly in the InCard platform. If you're building or scaling an online business and you want a smarter way to manage your finances, then check out InCard using the link in this description. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this. Now let's get back to the episode. So step one is to audit, your existing content for dual audience readiness, right? So before you change anything, you need to understand exactly where you're currently standing. So like, how is your website performing for both audiences? Go through your 10 most important pages, your homepage, your key product or services page, your top performing blog posts for each one, and ask them two questions. First, the question is the human question. Does this page make a human feel something? Does it tell a story? Does it have a clear emotional hook? Does it give the reader a reason to care beyond the functional features of the product, right? The second question is the AI question. If the AI agent were to read it, the first paragraph of your website, would it know exactly what this company actually does, who it serves, and what the key benefits are relating to? Score each page on both dimensions. You will quickly see a pattern. Most pages will score well on one and poorly on the other. The ones that score poorly on the AI dimensions are your immediate priorities, right? Because those are the pages that are currently invisible totally to AI search. Step two is to write an AI executive summary for each core page. Every product page, service page, and major piece of content needs to open with what I like to call the AI executive summary. This is a short summary structured kind of as a sort of declarative, if you will, paragraph. 3 to 5 sentences, give or take, that tells the AI exactly what it needs to know. Here is the structure. So sentence one, what this page is actually about. Sentence two is what the product or service actually does. Sentence three, who's it for? Sentence four is the primary benefit or the outcome. And sentence five is that key differentiator. Use plain, unambiguous language. No clever wordplay, no brand jargon, no abstract metaphors. Write it as if you are briefing a very literal, very intelligent assistant who has essentially never heard of your company before. The summary goes at the very, very top of the page. So before any creative copy, on most pages, you can sort of style it as a sort of subtle introductory paragraph that doesn't necessarily disrupt the human reading experience. It simply sets the context clearly before the narrative begins. That's really key. The AI reads this and immediately understands what you do and why it should essentially cite your website. The human reads it and gets a clear orientation before diving into the story. So essentially both audiences in this case are served. Now step three is to implement structured data across your entire website. Structured data is a technical layer that makes your content machine readable, essentially. It is the difference between an AI agent having to guess what your page is about and being told directly. So at a minimum, you need to implement the following schema types, right? So organization schema on your homepage. This tells AI systems who you are, what you do, where your location is, and your services slash contact information, right? Product or service schema on your product pages. This provides structured information about what you offer, including pricing, features, and reviews. And then an FAQ schema on any page that answers questions. This makes your Q&A content directly extractable for featured snippets and AI summaries. An article schema is really important on your blog and editorial content. This identifies, again, the author, publication date, and topic. And we spoke about this in a previous podcast. If you're not necessarily technical, hire a developer to implement this for you. It's not expensive necessarily, but it is one of the highest leveraged things that you can do for your AI visibility. Think of it as kind of giving every page on your site a machine-readable label that says exactly what it contains. Step four is to restructure your page architecture for dual audiences. So once you have the AI executive summary at the top and the structured data in place, the rest of the page is for the human. But the structure of that human-facing content really matters as well. Use clear descriptive headings throughout the page, not clever, ambiguous headings, but descriptive ones. A heading that says how our platform reduced customer churn by 40% is better for both audiences than one that says the retention revolution. The human understands it immediately. The AI can extract it and actually claim factual information. Use short paragraphs. Long, dense blocks of text are hard for both humans and AI to parse. Break your content into digestible chunks with clear headings that signal what each section covers. Use bullet points and numbered lists for factual information, features, benefits, steps, statistics. These formats are highly extractable for AI systems and super easy to scan from a human perspective as well. And use bold text to highlight key facts, statistics and claims, right? Both humans scanning the page and AI systems parsing it will pick up bolded text as sort of signals of importance. You know what I mean by that. Guys, I think you might find this useful. Something that we've started to use in my businesses is Incard. It's a new financial platform designed specifically for high-growth modern businesses. Now, if you're running a business, you've probably found that one of the biggest headaches is managing money across different tools, currencies, and expenses. Right? So Incard essentially gives you multi-currency accounts, connected banking, and smart spend management all in one place. The best part, however, is that you can earn up to 2% cash back on everyday spend, such as ads, SaaS, and travel, earning you points every time you spend, and you can redeem them instantly for real cash in the platform. Check out Incard using the link in the description. If you're building or scaling an online business and you want a smarter way to manage your finances, check out Incard. Let's get back to the episode. So step five is to build your verified consensus strategy. So this is the step that most brands completely overlook, and it is arguably the most important one for AI visibility. So AI agents don't just read your website, they actually read the entire internet. We did speak about that in a previous podcast, and they are looking for some kind of consensus, multiple independent sources confirming that the same claims about your brand are true. If your website says that you are the best in your category, but nobody else on the internet agrees, the AI will simply not cite it because it doesn't believe it, right? It will cite whoever has the strongest independent verification. Think of it as kind of a rubber stamp for AI agents. You need to be deliberate. An ongoing strategy for building verified consensus around your brand's key claims is critical. And here's kind of how to do it if you haven't already started. Firstly, identify 3 to 5 of the most important claims that your brand wants to be known for. Things that you might talk to. So primary differentiator, key outcome for customers, area of deepest expertise, for instance. Second to that, for each claim, identify the types of sources that would carry the most weight with an AI system. So high authority industry publications, independent reviews, independent review platforms, for instance, like, I don't know, G2 or Trustpilot, academic or research citations, press coverage, that kind of thing. Credible media sources that customers would essentially read and that kind of, again, give you that rubber stamp. Thirdly, build a systematic outreach program to generate coverage in those sources. So pitch your data and insights to industry journalists. Encourage satisfied customers to leave detailed reviews on independent platforms. Submit your research to industry associations for publications, engage actively in the community and forums where your audience is having conversations. Every independent mention on your brand is a credible source. Making a claim, essentially, that aligns with your brand message is a data point that the AI uses to verify your authority. The more data points that you can accumulate, the more confidently the AI will cite you. This is the new PR. It is not about vanity coverage in glossy magazines. It is about building a web of verified independent consensus that tells, essentially, AI systems, your brand is trustworthy and authoritative. Now, step six is to optimize for entity association. Again, something that we spoke about on previous podcasts, but AI models understand the world through entities. So people, places, concepts, and brands, and the relationship between them. Now, to be cited by an AI agent for a specific topic, your brand needs to be clearly and consistently associated with that topic across the internet. Start by defining your core entities. What are the 3 to 5 topics or categories that you most want your brand to be associated with? But be specific, right? So don't just say marketing, go for performance marketing attribution. Don't just say technology, but say AI-powered customer segmentation, you know, that level of detail. Then audit how consistently those entities appear alongside your brand name across your own content and your off-site mentions. Use tools like SEMrush, for instance, to analyze the language patterns and content that links essentially to your site. Are your core entities appearing consistently, or is your brand being associated with a scattered range of topics, which is less good? If the association is weak or inconsistent, then you need to tighten it up. Every piece of content that you produce should explicitly and consistently use your core entity language. So every press release, every guest article, every social post should reinforce the same associations. You are training the model, and training requires repetition and consistency, right? Now, step seven is to create a regular content review cycle. So review your homework, essentially. Dual audience content optimization is not a one-time project. It is an ongoing discipline. The AI models are being updated consistently, and what gets cited today may not be cited in 6 months' time. So set up monthly content review cycles. Each month, pick your 10 most important pages and run them through the dual audience audit from step one. So check your AI visibility, open ChatGPT and Perplexity, and ask questions related to your core topics. See if your brand is being cited. If it isn't, then you need to identify, based on the previous steps, what parts need more work. Now, track your AI share of voice, because over time, that is a key KPI from a GEO performance perspective. Are you being cited more frequently than last month? Are you being cited for the right topics? Are your competitors gaining ground in areas that, frankly, you should be owning? Use this data to prioritize your content investment, right? So double down on the topics where you are gaining traction, investigate and address the areas where you're losing ground. So here's the kind of bottom line, right? So brands that will win in 26 and beyond will be bilingual. They will speak the language of human emotion and the language of machine structure. They will understand that a beautiful creative campaign is totally useless if the AI cannot figure out what the company actually does. And they will understand that a perfectly structured AI-optimized website is, again, useless if it fails to make the human buyer feel anything at all. You now have two audiences. You need two strategies running simultaneously, built into the same architecture. Here is your action list, right? So this week after this podcast, audit your 10 most important pages for dual audience readiness. Write the AI executive summary for your homepage and your top 3 product or service pages. Get a developer to implement structured data across your site. Identify your 3 to 5 most important brand claims and start building your verified consensus strategy. Define your core entities and audit how consistently they appear in your content. 7 steps, start this week. The brands that get this right will be everywhere. In the AI answers, in the human memory, and in the buying decisions. And the ones that don't will sit there and wonder why their traffic is declining and their brand is getting harder and harder to find. So start building for both audiences. The window to get ahead of this is now. Thanks so much for listening or watching. If you're on YouTube, the latest episode of The Unlock, remember to hit that follow, hit that subscribe button. Please share it with your friends, families, colleagues, and loved ones. This podcast doesn't grow without you. Honestly, it is really appreciated. I mentioned it earlier, but something that you may find super useful if you're a business managing multiple transactions across multiple platforms is InCard. It's a new financial platform for modern online businesses, giving you multi-currency accounts, connected banking, and smart spend management all in one place. Open a Euro, GBP, or USD account in minutes, attach cards for expenses, and earn up to 2% cash back on everyday spend like ads, SaaS, and travel. Check out InCard using the link in the description.